Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Hugh Snyder, the new chairman of Bridgeport Ventures, as well as Nadir Desai, the director of corporate development. And the company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is BPV, and they are a mineral exploration company focused on acquisitions. Thanks for joining us today there, Hugh.
Pleasure.
Great. Now, getting right into it, start off by giving us an update on the Rosario copper property in Chile.
Well, we're in the process of acquiring this project, which is in the Copiapó area, which is a very important mining center. It's elephant country. It's host to one of the biggest mines, copper gold mines in Chile called Candelaria. And we were expect to acquire about 700 hectares of land in the area, from which there's been some small production by Pirquineros and a limited amount of drilling. It's a large system which has got the potential to host a mid-sized to major ore body. And we would expect to be drilling on that project early in March of 2010.
Well, good. And so, yeah, bring us up to speed on some of the other companies' key projects.
Well, at the moment, just to give you a little bit more background on BPV, essentially our focus is going to be on copper gold projects in Latin America, in mining-friendly jurisdictions in Latin America. And so we chose Chile in the first instance, since Chile has got one of the most favored mining jurisdictions and a transparent legal system, and it's just a very good place in which to work. It's also host to about 35% of the world's copper production, and in a couple of years' time, and it's the largest copper producer in the world, and in a couple of years' time, it'll be the seventh largest producer of gold in the world. Now, Rosario itself, as I say, is right in the heart of one of the most important mining districts, and there are about five or six different claim groups that will make up the Rosario property, which will total in all between 700 and 1,000 hectares by the time we finished. We've got a very strong team on the ground at the moment, geological, land acquisition, and also with strong legal support, and we're evaluating three or four other copper-gold projects in Chile at the present time. It's our intention to focus on the Copiapó area in the first instance, and we expect to bring in at least two more quality exploration properties of the same caliber of Rosario by the middle of 2010.
Great. And so in terms of how's your relationship with the government and the citizens over there at the Rio Condor?
Well, what is very different about Chile? I mean, the main mining area is sort of stretched north of Santiago in the Atacama Desert, and there's virtually no residents at all in the mining areas. The people who live in that particular area are all concentrated in the town of Copiapó itself, which is a town of about 100,000, and also of Tierra Amarilla, which is probably more like 5,000 or so. So it's to the extent that it's desert country. I mean, there's no local indigenous community living on the properties, which has been a real sore problem for many developers in other parts of Latin America. When I think of places like Peru and Bolivia and Colombia, these all have some very, very serious land use problems with a lot of conflict with indigenous peoples. Those sort of problems just don't exist in northern Chile at all.
That's great. And so what besides that makes the company, what makes BPV unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, I think principally as a start, we've got a strong group of principals who have a number of successes to their name. And I think of Southern Cross, Southern Era, I think of Pangaea Gold, I think of Frontera Copper Corporation, I think of Frontier Development Group, I think of FNX Mining, Rio Nacer Gold. Myself and other principals have all been founder shareholders in those companies, and they've seen market caps some of them seen market caps way in north of $1 billion within a few years. So, you know, we've done it before, and we're going to do it again. And additionally, we've got a very strong team on the ground, as I mentioned a little earlier. And the principals, of which I am one, will own about 25% of the company post-financing. And, you know, we went out to raise in support of the Rosario and other projects. We went out to raise between $5 and $11 million. And we are way north of the $11 million at the present time. So I think that's an indication of the fact that we've been able to we still get the support from people with whom invested with us before. So I think that's an indication. You know, we have done it before. We're going to do it again, and we've got a strong team in the ground. We're located in a very prospective and permissive area. We're in with a very good mining, transparent mining tradition.
Well, good. And so talk about some of the market trends right now and how well positioned the company is starting to become to take advantage of them.
Well, the most important thing, of course, for any junior explorer is to have access to capital. And so we're starting off with we'll start off with something like $12 million in the treasury when this transaction is complete. And so that puts us in a very strong position, first of all, to obviously undertake the work that's going to be required on Rosario next year, which would be of the order of $2 million in total. And so we're well positioned to bring in two or three other projects of a similar caliber. Yeah, you know, as far as the commodities are concerned, you know, we've seen the commodity research unit expect copper consumption to grow from current 18 million tons up to about 40 million tons by 2030, you know, more than doubling. So the industry is going to have a lot of difficulty finding these reserves and bringing them to market. So as a result, of course, prices are going to move up, and we've just recently seen from the senior analyst at the Bank of Nova Scotia anticipation that copper is going to be about $4.10 a pound during the course of next year. That's up from about $2 at the beginning of this year. So that's a measure of just how well copper is doing at the present time. Gold, in turn, has, you know, with the U.S. dollar weakening and gold becoming more and more acceptable as a reserve currency, and you notice that the government of India just made a recent purchase of 200 tons, and gold price is now well north of $1,100 an ounce. So, I mean, for both of these are just great commodities to be in at the present time. And as I mentioned earlier, in the case of Chile, something like 35% of world production is located in Chile, number one in the world, and it will shortly be number seven in the gold producer. So I think we're in the right commodity, we're in the right geological terrain, we're right in the right jurisdictional terrain.
Great. And perhaps, Hugh, you could walk us through your background and experience as well as that of the key management team. I know you're the new chairman. You hired Nadir Desai as the corporate developer.
Well, I'm a graduate of the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg in mining geology, and I attended the Harvard Business School and finished there in 1969.
Where? Just kidding.
And I've been in Canada since 1970, where I've been a senior executive for a number of companies, including a subsidiary of Rio Tinto's in Canada. And I've been active in the junior sector since about 1986. And as I say, I've been instrumental in the startup of about a half a dozen exploration and development companies. Nadir, in turn, has an MBA from Duke University, and a very strong entrepreneurial background, and he'd be a huge asset for us in helping us sort of build our market position and getting the story out to our shareholders. We're also contemplating a listing on one of the U.S. exchanges to sort of further to give the U.S. market access to our stock. Now, down on the ground, we have a Chilean mechanical engineer, graduate of longstanding, who good experience on the ground. He's essentially our land man. He'll be the front man dealing with the various vendors, and was, in fact, on the Rosario property. And with him, we have an MSc from the London Royal School of Mines in London, and who's been resident in Bolivia and Chile for the last 16 years, and he basically will provide the geological control. The due diligence and ongoing technical overview will be provided by Dr. Matthew Gray, who is the graduate of the mining program at the Colorado School of Mines. And so, you know, we've got very strong technical report. We have one of the finest mining lawyers in Chile who's helping us or has helped us on the acquisition of Rosario and will continue to help us on other properties that we require. So, we know we've got a good team on the ground, and we've got good financial backing. Many of the people have invested with us before, and so we're well positioned to move this thing forward.
Sounds good. And so what are some of the goals? I know you talked a little bit about them. Some of the other objectives that the team wants to accomplish here over the course of the next...
Well, so what we'd like to do during the course of the next year is build on the Rosario base and the other properties in the immediate environs of Rosario. And we'd like to get another couple of exploration properties of the same caliber in that same general area, and then they'll all come under the management of the exploration office in Copiapó, which is the center of that mining district. And then I think, you know, what we'd like to see when this transaction is, or I should say when Rosario is complete and the funds have been transferred from trust into Bridgeport, we will have a market cap of about $25-26 million. And you know, I think if Nadir does his job, you know, with any luck, we'll see that market price moving up to something like a couple of bucks, and market cap up to about $50 million toward the course of next year as we bring in some decent results. And I think at that point we'd like to move one step up in the food chain. I look at strategic alliances with some of the big companies, or also merger into an existing operation that might be short of cash, with the intention of building up critical mass to the company so that we can move toward a market cap of $100 million, you know, within a couple of years.
So in terms of, you know, some of your upcoming acquisitions and your strategy, what are some of the synergies that you look for as far as, M&A?
Well, I think what we'd look for really is again, the availability of capital at the sort of higher risk end where we are now is a bit tight, after the difficulties of the second half of last year. So, you know, I think we've demonstrated we've got access to the capital. So I think the synergies are to find a junior who has got some admirable properties but is having difficulty financing. And then I can see us putting ourselves together with a group like that, and then moving forward with getting the appropriate amount of financing to take those projects to the next step. The critical thing here is to get a good portfolio of high-quality prospects, and work intelligently and build those up from indicated resources to measured resources and proven ones.
Good. And so in terms of investors, do you believe that that BPV's investment story and the company's upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
Well, you know, we've only just begun, so I think the important thing is to get the story out, and hence we have Nadir as our Director of Corporate Development, who's going to be doing just that. We're in the process of, we have a PowerPoint presentation now, and we'll have our website ready within the next couple of weeks. And then we've just got to get out and tell the story to the investment community. So at this moment, I would say that the story is not well known, other than amongst our immediate friends. So we've got to get a wider base, and we've got to distribute the story out into the broader market.
So what do you wish that investors better understood about the company, which if they did would result in a higher valuation?
Yeah. Well, I think the first thing to recognize, as I say, is that the principals who've been in this have been in a number of others before and have had some outstanding success. Realizing that the principals own 25% of the company at the present time, and recognizing we already have a strong team on the ground in Chile in the sort of key areas, and recognizing that we're going to be adding assets to the company through the course of this year with the strong base. And I think those components together most people would realize that this is, you know, there's a potential for a significant capital gain here.
Certainly. And once again, joining us today are Hugh Snyder, the new chairman of Bridgeport Ventures, as well as Nadir Desai, director of corporate development, which the company currently trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Ticker symbol is BPV, and currently trading at 118 a share. Now, before we conclude, gentlemen, just to kind of rehash, what do you believe are some of the key reasons why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think, Juan, coming back to that again, as I said just a few minutes ago, I think the most critical thing and what people take comfort from is if they've seen a management or the principals, the major investors, if they see that those have been successful before in startups of this kind, I think that is that is always a good place to begin. Then I think, you know, the base and, say, the principal in this case own currently 25% of the company. And I think, you know, we're in the right commodity, or right commodities being copper and gold. We're in the right jurisdiction, which is Chile, and maybe and possibly later on we'd like to do something in Brazil as well. We're in the right jurisdiction. And I think, in turn, we have the people on the ground who are going to be able to execute.
Well, great, and we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on some of your upcoming progress and projects. And I'd like to thank you for both for taking the time to join us and to update our investors.
Good. Well, thank you very much, Juan. Thank you.
Thank you.